Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life. Yeah, yeah.
Welcome to Good News in the Morning, sponsored by Good News Christian Ministries and broadcast weekly since 1999. Please visit our website, gncm.ca. Here you will find our history, podcasts, and introductions to the Ottawa pastors who deliver the good news to growing numbers of listeners worldwide. Do pray for them. And if you're able, please make it possible for us to continue these broadcasts with your financial gifts, which are tax-deductible in Canada. Feel free to send in questions and comments via the website, and be sure to share your good news if you have come to faith through listening.
Good morning and welcome to today's broadcast. This is Reverend Juliet Schimpf speaking, and I'd like to begin by thanking our broadcast's anonymous donor for making today's broadcast possible. I'd like to begin by reading from Psalm 103. Praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. Who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion. Who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Well, indeed, today I want to praise the Lord with my soul, and we together want to forget not his benefits. You know, I've been journeying with this wonderful program, Good News in the Morning, for over 5 years, and today will be my final broadcast. And I've been praying about how to wrap things up and what would my parting sermon be. And it's been clear to me that today I should extol the faithfulness of God. I must not forget all his benefits, and it behooves me to remind you, the listeners, of his benefits. You know, Lamentations 3 is often quoted, and I just love it. It says, "Great is the love of God. His mercies are new every morning. Yes, great is God's faithfulness." We serve a very faithful God, and today I want to look at the faithfulness of God. I think it behooves us to do this. You know why? Mother Teresa puts it well. She says, "I am not called to be successful. I am called to be faithful." Isn't that wonderful? I'm not called to be successful. I am called to be faithful. And Theodore Roosevelt famously said, "It is better to be faithful than to be famous." I think we need to learn how to be faithful like God. We can never match it, but Scripture tells us in Ephesians to be imitators of God. And so let us dig into his scriptures and extol his faithfulness and study it so that we in turn might be faithful. Now, there are three definitions to the word faithfulness, and they are, simply put, to be worthy of trust, to be true to the original, and to be consistent. Let me say that again. Faithfulness is worthy of trust, true to the original, and faithfulness is consistency. All right. Well, we're going to look at each of those in a moment, but we're going to orient ourselves and fix our eyes on the faithfulness of God by listening to that classic hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness, by John McDermott.
Morning has broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the setting, praise for the morning, praise for them springing fresh from the world. The rains new fall, sunlit from heaven, like the first dew fall on the first grass. Praise for the sweetness of the wet garden, sprung in completeness where his feet pass. Sunlight, mine is the morning, born of the one light Eden saw play. Praise with elation, praise every morning, God's recreation of the new day.
Welcome back to Good News in the Morning. This is Juliet Schimpf speaking, and today we're looking at the faithfulness of God. You know, faithfulness is defined in three ways, namely, worthy of trust, true to the original, and consistent. We're going to look at each of those in turn, and we're going to see how God is so good and so faithful. You know, it's interesting that we're always looking for a trustworthy person. We're always looking, and we're always having a hard time to find that trustworthy person. I think people have almost entirely given up on looking to politicians for trustworthiness or faithfulness. There's an interesting website. It's called PolitiFact, and it actually measures the faithfulness of politicians. It has a little scorecard, a little trustometer, it's called, where it gauges the faithfulness of the politician to keeping its word. And, you know, it's got true to the word or work in progress or pants on fire. That's for the politicians who are flat out liars. Well, I looked up President Obama's scorecard, and you know, interestingly, in the 2008 election, he made approximately 500 promises. In reality, he only kept 241 of them. That's 45%. He compromised another 25%. He flat out broke 117 promises, or 22%. And the list goes on. He stalled several others. Bottom line, it is hard for a human being to be worthy of trust. This is why Harry Truman once said, "You want to find a friend in Washington? Get a dog." Well, it's hard to find a faithful person. We as humans, we are fickle. We are frail and we are fallen. And also, we are forgetful. So it's hard for us to keep our promises. Proverbs 20 puts it this way, "Many claim to have unfailing love, but a faithful person who can find?" Let's contrast that with God, who is described in Psalm 36 in this way. Your love, Lord, reaches to the heavens, your faithfulness to the skies. God is faithful by nature. He can't be anything but. And I've firsthand experienced God's faithfulness, and I must share my testimony with you today. You know, I was married 7 years ago, and about 6 years ago, I began to wait and hope on the Lord for a child. And I knew that God would be faithful. But you see, listener, we must always wait for God's timing, and we must put hope in His Word. The Bible says, wait on me, place your hope in me and your trust in me. Well, by God's grace, just a month ago, the Lord brought into our lives, my husband and I, a little baby boy named Adam, whom we adopted through the Children's Aid Society of Ottawa. God has been faithful. Adam is a healthy, happy young boy. He is faithful to grant the desires of our heart if we seek first the kingdom of God. But I want you to know, listener, that sometimes God's ways are not our ways. Of course, many people and myself prayed that I would conceive a child. But God's ways are different. However, He is always, always faithful. And His ways are always better than our ways. You'll recall that the Israelites were waiting for a Messiah, and they wanted a Messiah who would come with a sword. God brought them a Messiah. He was faithful. But His Messiah came with a cross. You see, God's ways are not our ways, but He is faithful. He is faithful. And in a little later this broadcast, I'll extol God's faithfulness in other areas of my lives. So indeed, God is worthy of trust. He is faithful. And He is faithful and worthy of trust by virtue of who He is. It's His character, friends. First, God is unchanging. That is why He is faithful. Malachi 3:6 says, I, the Lord, do not change. Let's contrast that with us humans who change our minds like the flip of a switch. God, however, is unchanging, unflinching. And so He is faithful to His word. Second, God is truthful. That's why He can be faithful. Numbers 23 says, God is not a man that He should lie, nor a son of man that He should repent. Let's contrast that with us humans who lie. We are liars if we are honest about ourselves, and that is yet another roadblock to us being faithful. Third, God is omnipotent. 1 Thessalonians says, the one who calls you is always faithful and He will do it. Yes, God can always do it and He will always do it. With God, nothing is impossible, and that is because He is omnipotent. Lastly, God is faithful because He is eternal. Deuteronomy says this in chapter 7, know therefore that God is faithful, keeping His covenant promises to 1,000 generations. God is faithful unlike us because He is eternal and can always see His promises through. And He's all-powerful and can perform them. Praise God that He is faithful. Let us now worship the Lord and extol His faithfulness as we listen to Be Unto Your Name by the Zoe Group.
We are a moment, You are forever, Lord of the ages, God before time. We are a vapor, You are eternal, love everlasting, reigning on high. Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Highest praises, honor, and glory be unto Your name. Be unto Your name. We are the broken, You are the healer.
Jesus, Redeemer, you're mighty to save. You are the love song we'll sing forever, bowing before you, blessing your name. Holy, holy Lord God Almighty, worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Highest praises, honor, and glory be unto your name. Be unto your name.
Welcome back to Good News in the Morning. Today we're looking at God's faithfulness. This is Reverend Juliet Schimpf speaking. And we've been looking at how God is worthy of trust. That's one definition of faithfulness. He is worthy of trust by virtue of who he is. Now we want to look at how he is faithful in the sense that Jesus Christ is true to the original. True to the original, and that's another definition of faithful. You know, I've had trouble being faithful, and I wonder if you can relate. I remember making a wager with my father as a teenager. I think he asked me to name a capital of a European country, and I got it wrong, and so it was a breakfast in bed that was on the line, and so I lost the bet. Thing is, my dad then said that he'd like his breakfast at 6 a.m. Well, if you can imagine, that didn't go over too well with myself, a teenager, and I never delivered on the bet, the promise. A couple years later, we bet again, and I wanted to prove myself faithful, reliable, and yet, I'm sorry to say I didn't come through again. He wanted me to spell a complicated word. I think it was onomatopoeia, and I got it wrong. And so I owed him another breakfast in bed. This time he wanted kippered herring, which is one of his favorite breakfasts. If you can imagine, kippered herring is probably something that most teenage girls do not want to touch or prepare. So I reneged on that promise again, unfaithful. So to this day, my dad will not make any more wagers with me. I've proven unfaithful in delivering on my bets. Well, God is faithful. God is faithful. We saw earlier in the broadcast that he is faithful by virtue of who he is. He is worthy of trust because he is eternal, omnipotent, and omniscient, truthful, and unchanging. Now we want to look at how he is faithful in that Jesus Christ, his Son, his only begotten Son, is true to the original. What do I mean by that? Well, what I mean, and you can think of it this way, the Canadian Mint always wants to make sure that a dollar bill is faithful, is true, is authentic. And the way they do it is by checking that it's true to the original, true to the original design. In that sense, a bill is deemed faithful or authentic. Well, we know that Jesus Christ is true to the original. What do I mean by that? Jesus Christ is God himself. He is divine. And as a result, he has all of the same faithful characteristics we outlined earlier in the broadcast. Jesus Christ himself, who is divine, is unchanging. We know that he is the Alpha and the Omega. He is eternal. He is truthful. Jesus Christ is sinless. He is truthful. He is omnipotent and omniscient. And for these reasons, he too is faithful. And he is the Logos, the Word made flesh. And so he lives out God's faithfulness to his very word. And this is why the Bible says so beautifully in 1 I'm sorry, 2 Corinthians 1:20, that all of God's promises have been fulfilled in Jesus Christ with a resounding yes. And through Christ, our amen ascends to God for his glory. Isn't that beautiful? All God's promises are yes and amen in Jesus Christ, and that's because he is faithful. He is true to God himself. Well, I have an update there. We've been praying for over 2 years now concerning my mother's cancer, and just the week of Easter, she learned that God had been faithful in answering a prayer. The doctors came to her and said, "Mrs. Cran, this rarely happens, but you no longer need dialysis. This is nothing short of a miracle, my friends, and I need to share this testimony because we know in Revelation that the enemy is slain by the blood of the Lamb and by the testimony of the saints." Well, here's the testimony that Jesus Christ, who is true to the original and faithful, well, by his stripes we are healed. He healed my mother's kidneys. They, just a year and a half ago, were at 10% capacity, and now she is completely off dialysis. God is good. Now, does this mean that God has completely healed her? Remember I said earlier, when God is faithful, it doesn't mean he answers our prayers exactly as we ask them. Well, the truth is she still struggles daily with shingles pain. And so we pray for his faithfulness in this, but it seems he hasn't lifted the shingles pain. It reminds me a bit of Paul, who prayed 3 times that the thorn in his flesh be removed. And God said, "No, my grace is sufficient." My mom will declare loudly and boldly that God has been faithful. He faithfully sustains her through her daily pain with shingles. He faithfully takes care of her through the loving hands of her husband. God is faithful, even when his answers to our prayers don't match entirely with what we ask, but he is faithful. All right, we've seen that God is faithful in that he is worthy of our trust and that he is true to the original. We're in the home stretch, and I want to look at how God is faithful in that he is consistent. That's the third definition of faithfulness, if you look up the word faithful in the Oxford Dictionary. Well, have you ever thought about how the Old Faithful got its name? As you probably know, the Old Faithful is in Yellowstone National Park. And the Old Faithful is the perfect example of consistency. Let me tell you a little bit about it. Well, the Old Faithful is a cone geyser located in Wyoming, in Yellowstone National Park. And it was named in 1870 during the Washburn-Langford-Doan Expedition. Well, it's called the most predictable geographic feature on Earth because it erupts almost every 91 minutes. The old geyser, it shoots up eruptions that shoot up to 3,700 gallons of boiling water to a height of over 180 feet. And it does so like clockwork. Well, us humans have trouble with consistency. As I mentioned earlier, we're frail, we're fickle, we're forgetful, and we're fallen. But our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is faithful and consistent. We see this beautifully in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13. And it says that if we humans are faithless, he, God, shall remain faithful, for he cannot disown himself. He is consistent and faithful to his word. And he does so irrespective of our sinfulness. This is why 1 John 1 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Friends, regardless of how bad you've messed up this week, this month, this year, God is faithful. He is faithful and will always take you back into his loving arms. For those of you who are in the midst of being tempted and feel like you're about to be ensnared, listen to God's faithfulness in this situation. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says this, "No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will provide a way out so that you can endure it. God is consistently faithful and helpful to us. Friends, we serve a very faithful God. And for those of you who have been tracking with me over the years, God has been faithful in one other area of my life. I was serving as a pastor at First Baptist Church in Perth, and as you know, I stepped down and waited on the Lord for my next ministry calling. Well, the Lord was faithful, and He called me into ministry. Thing is, it wasn't exactly what I was looking for. He called me to be executive director at Carty House, which is a home for 10 refugee women located in downtown Ottawa. Well, the Lord knew what He was doing. This position fits me like a glove. But I want you to understand, listener, that we have to be open to what God has in mind. His ways are not our ways. And so, friends, He's grown my family with an adopted son. He's healed my mom, not entirely. He's healed her. And for me, Lord, thank you, God, He has called me to serve refugee women. None of this could have been planned by me. None of this is what I was praying for, but God is faithful. I want to pray for you, the listener, right now. Our Heavenly Father, thank you that you are faithful all the time. Your promises are yes and amen in Jesus Christ. I want to pray for the listener who's been waiting a very long time for you to come through in their lives, maybe with a job or a spouse or a friend. Will you prove faithful to them today in some unexpected way? And help all of us, Lord, to fulfill Proverbs 3, which says, "Let love and faithfulness never leave us. Let us bind them around our necks. And Lord, write faithfulness on the tablet of our hearts." Amen.
Thank you for tuning in. If you've been blessed and encouraged, do tell your friends about this program. But the program on its own is not enough. Don't forget to join other Christians in worship in a church where the gospel is soundly proclaimed and where it is lived out with compassion, integrity, and resolve. We are so thankful for the donations on which we depend to keep us on the air week by week. We invite you, individuals and companies, to donate any amount, anytime, or to sponsor our programs on an annual basis. Please donate via our website or make a check out to Good News Christian Ministries and send it to Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, KOG1WO, Canada. Be part of the movement that is affecting lives worldwide. May you come to know Jesus Christ personally and profoundly. May the Holy Spirit reside deeply within your heart, and may you feel our Heavenly Father surrounding you with His constant, abiding, and accompanying love.
Good News in the Morning is produced in the studios of News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.